Last week, Fleetwood Mac released an expanded version of their 1977 album Rumours, marking the 35th anniversary of one of the top-selling albums of the 1970s. The deluxe set includes demos, outtakes, live recordings, and a documentary DVD, along with a vinyl pressing of the original album. It's one of a number of anniversary editions to be released lately. And to critic Tom Moon, too much of a good thing can be a bad thing.
The original 11 songs of Fleetwood Mac's classic Rumours unfold in a little over 39 minutes. For several decades, that's been perfection. But apparently, it's just not enough anymore. When diehards plunk down their $85 for the super premium version, they'll get intimate early sketches of familiar tunes like Songbird.
And the songbirds are singing like they knew the score.
And among the surprises is this version of The Chain with completely different verses.
I wanna watch you go, no, I won't even try. There you go down the road, but don't look to me to say goodbye. And if you don't.
We've seen a bunch of these special editions of landmark albums in the last few years. Nirvana did one for Nevermind. The Smashing Pumpkins issued a 5-disc marathon containing presumably every scrap from the 1995 Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness. And to mark the 25th anniversary of his hit record, So, Peter Gabriel put together a box that includes an unusual demo disc entitled So DNA. Each track is a collage, tracing the evolution of the songs from very early inspiration through the final product. This kind of peek behind the curtain can be fascinating, but to be honest, sometimes it's less than that. For every revealing moment on the expanded Rumours, there are two or three tracks that don't add much to what we already know about this iconic album. Listening to a full disc of demos and outtakes can teach us this much. Not every step in the creative process is intended for public consumption. Sometimes the well-known final versions really do tell the whole story.
Music critic Tom Moon.
Our program is directed by Monica Evstatieva, edited by Corey Turner and Allison McAdam, and produced by Franklin Cater. The technical director is Stu Rushfield. We had engineering support from Peter Alina, Andy Huther, and Cal Southworth.
Our planning editors are Jerry Holmes and Julia Buckley. At the foreign desk, Edith Chapin, Ted Clark, Kevin Beasley, Douglas Roberts, and Dee Dee Skanky. Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
We don't know what it means to win.